Hey everyone, how's it going? It's been quite some time since the last episode, and I truly apologize. I've been trying to figure out what's the best way to communicate health and fitness and get people on track and help them lose weight. And this podcast was supposed to be one of the ways I could reach you, and that's what I intended to do. And I kind of went on like a let's figure this thing out. What am I trying to really share with people, and how do I want to share it, and who do I want to share it with? And of course, anybody who wants to listen, I want to share, but I wanted to be a little bit more different in the way I approach this after doing some major thinking. One, I want to share with you more of my journey through health and fitness, because I think if I share with you, not necessarily is it going to help you do the things I necessarily do, but maybe understanding the mindset and the way I approach things and why I'm doing things is, to me, the most important. And that's what I really want to share with people. Is it's not so much what you do, it's really why are you doing it, and why do you think it's going to be helpful? And if you think it's going to be helpful and you're not getting the results that you want, then what are we going to do about it? And so I wanted to share that journey with you, because no matter where you are, we are all on a health and fitness journey. No matter if you're at your ideal weight, you still got to maintain that. Every day you have to wake up and make a decision. Are you going to exercise? Are you going to eat properly? Are you going to hydrate enough? Are you going to get enough sleep? All these things and much, much more are the things we have to make a conscious decision every single day, or at least establish the habit of doing those healthy things. And if we decide to go off track, which is mainly what I've done, not mainly gone off track, but I've tried different things because I'm in that stage of my life where I get to explore. And that's what I hope to kind of share with you as we go through these podcasts, is I want to share with you the way I explore and how we can explore. And whether you feel like you're overweight or you're right on target or whatever, I want you to understand that you can explore and still accomplish your goals. And I feel like so many people are so stuck on, I have to do it this way. And I want to open that up and say, look, one, it doesn't have to be any way. Two, it doesn't even have to be that hard. I'm so tired of hearing people saying that they have to chew grass in their backyard and drink water and exercise for 12 hours a day, and that's how you get healthy. And that's okay for some people, sure. I'm not going to say that you can't do that, but I want to share with those who don't think that that's the only way to get healthy, or that should be the only way to get healthy, that there's other alternatives and that I'm exploring those. And I want to share my journey with you, because I think it's that inside look of what I'm doing is going to help you. Now, to preface you, I am not super healthy, super fit. I am not in a season in my life where I can do that. And I'm going to explain all that stuff too, if you haven't heard it through the earlier podcasts that I've done. But I just want to share with you that there are ways to do things that is not so, it kind of goes in the face of what we've been taught, or the lack of being taught. And that's what I really want to explore here. So I'm just going to have fun. I wish I could say and commit to every single day, but sometimes I hit some dry spots and I don't want to do that to you. And that's why I think if I just share with you every day what I've got going on, that will be better. Some days it's just going to be like a normal day. There's nothing really going on, but maybe an idea will spring up or something that I've been doing. And you know what I also like to do? I also like to take and learn new things outside of health and fitness. Like currently, I'm learning how to do digital art. And through that are the concepts, the same fundamental concepts that I'm learning in digital art can be applied to health and fitness. And I'm going to share that with you. And if you haven't already, you can see some of the things that I've already done on some of my other social media like Instagram, Facebook, and I even put some shorts up there on YouTube and some TikTok and all that good fun stuff. But here I want to take you inside and more in depth than what I would in a post, let's say. I was going live on Facebook, and maybe I'll take some of those videos and put them on here because I have probably over 200 or so live videos that I just recorded on Facebook, and I just never put them over here. If that's something you're interested in, let me know. Reach out to me on any of the social platforms because you'll get to me directly. So I'm going to also try to keep these short and sweet, no more than 10 minutes. That's hard for me, but I'm really going to try. So I just want to get you up to date today to where I'm at. I'm not going to be doing ads. I'm not going to be doing all these things. All I ask is that you leave me reviews, that you give me some shout outs, share this, like get this out there to people who you think could really use some help in their health and fitness. And to be honest, I'm really focused on yo-yo dieters. That is my main focus. That's the one thing I learned over this time is that I'm focused on yo-yo dieters and helping you finally eliminate yo-yo dieting. And if you don't know what a yo-yo dieter is somebody who gains weight, loses it by doing some strange program or something out there that's super intense, and then later on, maybe 6 months to a year, gains it all back. And then it goes through that cycle over and over again, because I was that person in 2015. And today I can confidently say I'm a different person. I may have some programs I'm going to share with you that I've got that I produced that help people lose weight, but I'm not going to shove things down. This is more for me just to share with you the journey I'm currently on and some things that have come up with either working with other people to help them lose weight or just ideas that pop in my head, like I said. So to get you up to date, back in November, December, I gained 15 pounds to show people on Facebook every single day. I jumped on and did a live for up till May, how I was going to lose weight. And I broke it down step by step and I shared every single day and got down to May, where that's where I lost the 15 pounds. I think it actually came out to 13. I gained like 13 and lost the 13. And then I went on vacation and explored that and gained 2 pounds or whatever you get on vacation. And now I'm back to my old habits. And what are my new habits right now? I'm actually reading the book. So I have my old way of doing things, but I've been exploring with Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Body and breaking that down and implementing that step by step. No, I'm not overhauling my life like most people do. I'm taking all the concepts, I'm reading the book, I'm applying what I can to establish habits, because this is what it's all about, establishing new habits. And that's what I've been doing over the last, I think I started that back in March, and I'm still implementing what he put in his book. So tomorrow, actually, I'm looking forward to it because it's cheat day, and I'm trying something new on cheat days that he tells us to do, which is to drink some citric juices before we eat a cheat meal, and to drink some coffee with some cinnamon in it. So I did the cinnamon with the coffee last week. Tomorrow, I'm going to be adding the citric to it. And there's a few more things I need to do. And then I have completed the transition to doing cheat days the way he explains it. Not like I've been doing, which is just like going crazy, but I've been losing weight just doing it crazy too. So it would be interesting to see what happens. But anyways, so I'm glad to be back to doing this. Can't wait to share more with you. Tomorrow I will probably share, I don't know, who knows what I'm going to share, whatever comes to mind. But either way, what I want to do is produce good quality information for you to help you on your yo-yo dieting and to just share what you can do with your own life when it comes to health and fitness. Okay, I've hit 10 minutes. That means I need to shut up. Okay, but I will talk to you tomorrow. I hope you join me and stick with me for these new episodes that I'm going to be doing. Maybe a little rebranding. I don't know. We'll find out what we're going to do. But anyways, either way, let's have some fun together, and I'll talk to you later. Have a good one.